us. Hello there. Hello, by the way, to Sophia, who says, hey, Toby, it's my birthday. I'm 10. I'm Sophia. Say hi to me. Hi, Sophia. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sophia.
10. 10 years old.
Double digits. It's a big number.
That's a big one.
It is.
I'm trying to think what I was doing.
What can you do at 10? You can drive, you can drink alcohol, is that right?
Yeah, drugs.
No, you can't do any of
that. Can't do that.
Don't encourage any of that.
Joking. Joke, you have to be 18 to do drugs.
No, yeah. No drugs.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, happy birthday, Sophia.
10-year-old Sophia.
10-year-old Sophia. Yeah. Now, Sophia, you don't want to listen to this next bit because, frankly, Captain's going to sully the tone.
Yeah.
So, I was on my Holly Bobs last week. And, you know, I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to unwind.
Playing water polo.
So well. At one point, the lady who hosts the water polo shouted to everyone playing the water polo, look at this guy, he's like a professional.
Not my words.
Right. There was people around the pool that witnessed that comment.
Okay. I don't believe that at all.
I don't want to exaggerate. I think I might be the greatest water polo player of our generation.
Really?
Does it help that you're 6'5"?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm like, everyone else is, like, struggling to tread water.
Mm, yeah.
I'm just
you're
out there.
Your knees.
I'm exactly. Yeah. Oh, it definitely is a huge factor.
Yeah.
Big wingspan as well.
Mm, that's it.
Big wingspan. Anyway, I digress. We're not here to talk about water polo, actually. So I'm trying to relax on holiday.
Mm.
And I was trying to not really look at my phone. But on about Wednesday, I opened Twitter.
Oh.
And lots of messages.
Yeah.
Lots of messages. Something about Captain Crapbeard being my new dad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Tobes, it took us by surprise last week. It was a huge revelation.
Because I haven't seen you since you went away.
Yeah.
So here's from my point of view what happened.
Okay.
I did the Unicorn Pedalo Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We finished on the Friday. We went to the pub.
Yes.
My mum had a few vodkas.
Oh, yes, she did.
And she said to Captain Crapbeard... No, you said to my mum, oh, I've got a holiday next week. I'd like to go away for a few days. I've always wanted to go to Norway.
Hmm.
And my mum...
Specifically Oslo.
Specifically Oslo. And my mum said, you should stay in my flat.
Yes.
And
she actually hit me across the shoulder, backhanded me.
Mm-hmm.
She went, you're going to Oslo?
Yeah.
You must stay in the family flat.
Yes.
And I was shouting.
And so, sure enough, we organised, Captain... Went to my mum's flat. He went to the mini mart across the road.
That's it.
Where Sultan works.
Good guy.
And he had the keys waiting. And you went, you got the keys, and you stayed in my mum's flat. By the way, how was Oslo?
It is lovely.
Isn't it such a great place?
Yeah, thank you to you and the family as well.
You're very, very welcome.
I do worry for security reasons. You've just told us the name of the man who's holding the keys to your mum's flat. He's obviously not called that, is he?
No.
He's called Steve.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not over the road.
No.
It's in Helsinki.
Yeah, there's... Sorry, Mum. I mean, I like to think that he doesn't just give the keys to... Like, we did give him a heads up.
Exactly, yeah.
I like to think he doesn't just...
Not willy-nilly.
Yeah, otherwise Mum...
verify who it was.
Otherwise Mum has to really start trusting someone else with the keys.
He asks for passports and stuff.
Otherwise... He's just a man handing out keys to a flat.
Maybe there needs to be a new plan.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Everyone now. Yeah.
Definitely now. Anyway, so you enjoyed yourself in Oslo.
I did, yeah. I've actually got something that's really going to add some fire to the fuel. It doesn't matter. I have a gift.
This is
for your mother.
Oh!
A thank you gift.
Oh.
It's your pair of leather trousers you left in her bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a lovely, Captain.
As a thank
you. Oh, my God, this is our idea of heaven.
Yeah.
So it's vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Yetist.
Oh, what's that?
Yetist.
What's Yetist?
Brown goat's cheese.
It's a brown goat's cheese.
Mm-mm.
Honestly,
yeah.
This stuff is delicious.
Is it?
Oh, my word.
I like goat's cheese.
So, I mean, it's up to you. You can either keep the cheese for yourself, Tobes.
It is going to be painful giving her this because I want the Yetist for myself.
Well, just don't tell her.
Yeah, I just
won't.
You could
brown.
Just go vodka because on the note, I've only made a comment about the vodka.
Oh, here we go. To Ingrid, thanks for letting me use the Oslo flat.
Sleep in your bed.
Sorry if the vodka is crap, Chris. And then a kiss.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Yeah, well, because I'm a classy guy.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. She'll be very pleased.
That's going to add a little fuel to the flame, I think, on the joke, but I still had to, you know.
So then it was James Haskell who got the ball rolling, is that correct?
Well, pretty much. I mean, essentially what's happened...
Because I don't know what happened.
As you know, Captain has slept in your mum's bed.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Yes.
And everyone was getting involved on the texts, obviously, yeah, as you can imagine. Some of them, I mean, I say some of them, 95% were unrepeatable, probably, on the texts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing we talked about last week, pretty much. And we feared for your reaction, obviously.
Yes.
Because you were busy playing water polo. Mm. You were familiar with what was...
For my mum's 70th birthday, I hasten to add. I couldn't make it.
Captain has slept in your mum's...
I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad it was that birthday, not last year's.
Morning, Jake Humphrey.
Otherwise, the jokes write themselves, don't they? Sorry, so yes.
Too easy.
You feared for my reaction.
Well, yes, because, you know, Captain here, essentially...
Yeah, slept in my mum's bed.
Is your stepdad.
Is my new stepdad.
Yeah.
If I... behave for the rest of the show, can we get ice cream afterwards?
Only if you are good.
Yeah. Okay. This is all new to me, by the way. So this is James Haskell. So this is apparently how it all sort of started. Right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fact that he's with his mate's mum.
No. We can do that.
That was business. That was the first bit of business I needed to address.
Oh, is it?
Appalling etiquette. I've never seen
it. Well, as a former rugby player, is it appalling etiquette? Or are you like, high five, fella? Good work.
Certain bits to play on, but, you know, going around there and making him call you daddy, it's not allowed.
Really, you're so right.
James Haskell.
Why has he got involved?
He really dined out on the joke.
Oh, right.
He loved it. He kept looking at me going, oh, yes, your sort of thing. He just kept getting involved.
Yeah.
He really wanted to sort of land the joke.
He knows your sort, doesn't he? I think that's what he was saying, yeah.
Now, I've got some clips in front of me, but I've not heard any of these. This one just says, Gino, good soup.
Oh, so yeah. This is a lovely, lovely quote from Gino De Campo, who again was hats off to Captain. Yeah.
No, it's 3.5 seconds long.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what this is going to be.
This is kind of to do with the age gap between the two.
Okay.
You know, with Captain and your mother.
Right, I see.
Remember that you can make a good soup with an old chicken.
No one saw that coming. No one saw that one.
Was that directly about Captain?
Absolutely.
And I've never had more eye contact with someone saying...
Whilst he said that.
Whilst he said this.
Remember that you can make a good soup with an old chicken.
He was doing the Italian little gesture with his voice.
He was, you know.
Oh, it was lovely.
No, we all just corpsed at that moment.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We couldn't control the amount of laughter we all had.
Soup with an old chicken. I'm sure Mum will appreciate being called an old chicken. Now, this one just says, Ingrid's lover, Phil Collins.
So, yes, song parody Joe that is often... sends in messages to the Chris Miles show to us. He has made a couple songs.
Joe's never been